Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're going to look ahead to this weekend's racing action now with Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, and we'll say hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well, and I suppose before we look ahead to this weekend's racing action, we have to look back on last weekend. What a special occasion the Aintree Grand National was once again this year, and it really was the perfect result for racing.
Without a doubt, Barry, absolutely fantastic. Fair play to Rachel Blackmore. She really has brought everything to a new level, I think, this year. You know, there's no doubt her achievements at Cheltenham, you know, six winners there, fantastic leading rider. But then to win the English Grand National now, I'm old enough to remember the very first lady rider in that race back in 1977 when Red Rum won the third race, Charlotte Brew, and there was plenty of, you know, interest in it back then. Then you had Geraldine Reese completing the course in 1982 on Cheers. And then after that, you know, like Sir Rosemary Henderson, Nina Carberry, Katie Watch, all done a great job. But it was always one of those things, you know, would you ever see a lady rider win the English Grand National? Well, fair play to Rachel. She certainly did it in great style last week in Manila Times. Fantastic race it was. Great result for Ireland, obviously. Have, you know, nine of the top 10 placings was just fantastic as well to follow up a great Cheltenham meeting for the Irish. But, you know, Rachel is really, you know, she's definitely a superstar. There's no question about that. And, you know, all over the world, it seems to have really, you know, put a nerve, I think, the fact that she could win it. Just shows you it's going to really, you know, she gets a huge following now. She already has a ride booked in the big French Gold Cup in Altai at the end of June, the start of June. And, like, you know, just, you know, worldwide, I think everybody stood up and really took notice of her. She has been fantastic for racing this year, especially, you know, during these COVID times. She's been an inspiration for everybody, it has to be said, I think. And she's a great manner about her. Everybody, you know, really likes her, no airs and graces, as I say, and what a talent she is. And fair play to her, gave a great ride. Great for Henry de Bromhead too. I mean, what a fantastic year he's had to win the Triple Crown at Cheltenham and then to add on the Grand National in the same year. That's just wonderful stuff. And really, you know, it gave everybody a lift last Sunday. Last Saturday, sorry. I backed any second. I would tie around a blinder. You know, a bit unlucky with the mistakes and that. But, like, you couldn't take away from Rachel, I think. Fair play, brilliant ride, and a great result for Irish racing.
Yeah, it certainly was a very enjoyable Saturday evening, to say the least. And turning our attention to this weekend's action, what's the pick of the action in the Curragh on Saturday, Martin? I know it gets underway at 1:30.
That's right, excellent card here, 8 races, and interestingly, you know, more over to right for Aidan O'Brien. Couple of very interesting contests here. The Gladden Stakes at 2:35, one of the feature races, also the Allied Stakes as well, another Group 3 event. The Gladness is a very, very strong race, and Aidan O'Brien is represented here by Lancaster House, who rounded off last season in disappointing fashion, but before that has shown excellent form. He's got a couple of these ones to beat here. Joseph's Speaking Colours, always a very good horse at this level, must go very close. Also, Tom Dascombe sends over Brad the Brief. Now, this one ridden by Chris Hayes. It was a good winner, Shanti, last October. The ground mightn't quite be soft enough for him, but he must be on the shortlist. Also, Know It All for Johnny Murta was a very good filly last season. Certainly ran some good races. Finished fourth at Grade 1 level on the Matron Stakes there at Leperstown last effort in September. The one I was looking at, though, maybe is Fiscal Rules for Jim Boulder. This one was a fair horse last year, fifth in the Guineas, fifth in the Derby, and started off this season by finishing a good second in a listed contest at Cork over 6 furlongs. I think the extra furlong would suit him well. Kevin Manning on board, and his trainer's a good record in the race. So I think Fiscal Rules each way won't be too far away. In the Ledge Stakes, then, I think it's all about Aidan O'Brien's Broom in this one. Very impressive winner at Nace a couple of weeks ago. Had 6 of these rivals well behind on that occasion. But he does face a couple of other useful rivals here. 2 from Joseph Ryan, horse called Pondus, Australian owned. He was second to True Self last October in Melbourne, and that was a very good effort. First run since then, Wayne Lorden raised that one. Another one is Thundering Knights, very useful filly last season as well, rounded off the season by finishing third in the Blandford Stakes. I thought it was a good effort under Shane Cross. I do think Broome is probably good enough to win our race, but those two certainly should put it up to him. In other races then, lots of runners, I say. Horse called Fame and Acclaim, I think, is an interesting one, the 4:15 for Joseph Ryan, Declan McDonough on board. They had a good afternoon at Leperstown on Wednesday, 3 winners for Joseph there, and this one finished a good 6 in the Lincoln on ground. It was probably too soft from the drying ground now for Saturday, would suit him very well. And even though it's a big field of 22 runners, I think he's going to be hard to beat in this one. He's drawn 16, which is wide enough, but I think he's an improving horse and could possibly win this one. The other races, maybe one to watch out for, horse called Wordsworth, very well bred horse, second to High Definition, has only run last year, probably should be good enough to win the 3:45 event.
Very good, and we'll stick with the flat action on Sunday, Dundalk.
Yeah, interesting card here. 8 races, first race off at 1:10, and lots of, you know, competitive handicaps here to get stuck into if that floats your boat. There's one, the 220, I think, horse called Longbourn for Russell Sullivan. Won a very good race last time, finishing third to Alham in a decent race over this course and distance. I think Mark Eller on board, this one has a good each-way chance in that 220 race. In the 255, horse called Kinch, trained by Johnny Levins, was a close second there last weekend against a horse called Burning Lake. Now, there's a new rivalry again. There's only a nick between them that time. I think at the weights, Kinch has a good chance of beating them this time, and I think I'll put him forward, certainly. The opening race, a horse called Maggie Thunder, has a very good each-way chance for Pat Hassett. Very consistent animal, likes to fight four runs and should go fairly close. Well, Ger Lyons has started the season fairly well, and his leadership race in the 405 must have a very, very big chance. Good fifth at Leopardstown last weekend in a slightly stronger race. I think he finds it hard to get his head in front, but he's got everything in his favour this Sunday and should go well in that 405. Well, the last race, possibly the best horse on show on Sunday, is a horse called Shahada, trained by Kevin Prendergast, the mount of Chris Hayes. Good second last year and only run in a decent race at the Curragh, and this Shahada should be one, I think, could go well at a higher level. Should be able to win that 5:15 event.
Very good, and one of our local meetings to us. Many the great day I've had down in Tramore, Martin. It's a unique course, and you know, you'd often see, I suppose, horses for courses, and you know, the various local trainers as well always target Tramore.
Absolutely, and you're dead right with horses, of course. And one there, a horse called Master Artist for John Coyde, of course, local trainer there in Waterford. A very, very shrewd trainer, this fella. And this one has been doing very well lately. Won well at Cork recently, up £6 for that, but I think might be good enough to win again under Ian Power. I think that has a definite chance there in the 2:38 race. The 3:13, then, the biggest race, the card, from all race course, Director's Chase. Some interesting ones here, but Poem for Woody Mullins, I suppose, would be the leading fancy here. Hasn't really taken that well defence, it has to be said, but over his overall form, which suggests he's got a big chance here. Possibly the biggest danger is Spyglass Hill for Henry de Bromhead. Rachel Blackmore on board. Of course, Rachel now was 9 winners behind Paul Townend, who's still injured at the moment, so she needs every winner she can get to close the gap on her. There's about 11 or 10 national meetings left, of course, including the Punchdown Festival starts Tuesday week. And Spyglass Hill must have a good chance here for Rachel. Will look to good ground. Good second to Cork a couple of weeks ago, and might just be good enough to beat the home. In other races, then, Ted Watson's Batsio in the 3:48 must have a good chance on his overall form. And also, later on in the card, then, horse called Always Enchanting for Edward O'Grady, finished fourth in the maiden hurdle at Navan a couple of weeks ago, would be interesting in that 4:55 Mayor's bumper. Although I suppose Patrick Mullins would be hard to beat on the newcomer, member of Disha, for Willie Mullins. The opening race might go the way of Willie Mullins again. Horse called Gelly Blanche, she's replaced a few times and should get her head in front under Brian Hayes.
Great stuff. And anything else to look forward to over the course of the weekend, Martin?
Well, I think the Scottish National, of course, with the sad death of Prince Philip there last weekend, of course, the funeral's on tomorrow, so a lot of English racing was put on to Sunday, so we've a very busy Sunday this week, and Ayr is very, very interesting because the Scottish Grand National is on. Always a very interesting race, this one. It's over 4 miles and 1 furlong. Ground is generally good, and we do have an Irish runner here of a bit of interest, a horse called Mr. Fog Patches, ridden by Danny Mullins, who's doing very well this season, and trained by Pat Fahey. This one will love the 4 mile trip because you've got to stay every yard of it. It's a very, very tough race, this. But Darmody Ground's on the good side, and that'll suit Mr. Fogpatches, who's been running quite well at decent level without getting his head in front too often this winter. I think this better ground will suit him. Around 12 to 1, he's got an excellent chance, I think, of each way. Look for the bookies there to be paying first five, first six. I think Mr. Fogpatches certainly should be right in the mix. It'd be great if he could win the Scottish National as well as the English National after last week. But I Wright is a good favourite here. Has run very well, very consistent horse. Ran well and toured the Cheltenham Festival last week or last month, and would have a good chance for Harriet Graham, the trainer. Would be nice to see her win too. But I do think Mr. Fogpatches is a good each way chance.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him. So, on the pick of the Irish action, Martin?
Well, I think definitely at the Curragh, I'd be interested in Fame and Claim and that. 4:15 race tomorrow. I think Goody Trade price around 6.7 to 1 has an excellent chance. Well, I think Broome will definitely win the 3:10 race, the alleged stakes. At Dundalk on Sunday, then, I would be very interested in a horse called Leadership Race in that 4:05. I think has a real good chance. Well, Shahada in the very last race at 5:15 must go close. Well, in the 3:13 at Tramore on Sunday, I think Spyglass Hill is a good chance for Rachel Blackmore. Definitely would give that a good chance. Well, also Master Artist for local trainer John Coyley in the 2:38 has excellent prospects as well.
We'll be following them closely over the course of the weekend. Martin, it's always great to speak to you. Enjoy the weekend's action, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again next week.
You will, of course, indeed. Mind yourself, Barry. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.